Before Penny's, there was a very well-known shop in Cork, Munster Arcade. It was a real old-fashioned drapery and general merchandise store, right? And I went to work there in 1955. I started off then in a department called the haberdashery, and they sold kind of all things from needles to wool and various things like that. And then I went on to different departments. They had a kind of an antiquated lift, you know, with these iron gates. And they actually had a lift boy bringing people up and down, a boy especially employed to do that. They also had an intriguing thing was they had for the cash, you know, that was all cash registers today and whatnot. But in those days, they had a thing called, it was a Lansom system, whereby when you paid money, customer paid the money and the docket was written out and was put into a metal canister, and there was a pipe coming down inside the counter, like over by the wall of the counter, and the money was sent up to the cash desk and sent back again then with the change and the thing. It was a very slow system, but that's the way it was. It was bought over then by Penny's in 1978. My father, God rest him, told me a story that in the early days in the arcade, well before my time now, they used to sleep in there, you know. They had a dormitory, especially from fellows coming up from the country. And they had great fun when fellows had come up from the country. One fellow would be pretending to be a doctor and he'd be examining him, you know, and all this. But there was one story told that they used to have to go to, you know, they'd go to bed at night. And it was almost like a boarding school. The supervisor would come along with a torch to make sure they were all in bed. And apparently one night, one fellow ducked out to a dance. And the authorities didn't know anything about it. And they dressed up one of the dummies and put it into his bed in the dormitory. And your man came back from the dance, got into his bed, and nothing was known about it. That was one of the funny stories I heard, you know.